door, I let him in, yeah, I let him in.
Okay, WMFO Medford, and you were listening to Paul McCartney. There, open the door, let me in. That was really sweet. Before that, we heard from Yoko Ono, Nobody Sees Me Like You Do. All right, WMFO Medford, as I said, this is The Voice Mobile. I am your host, Joyce The Voice. Happy to be here today. Up to 90 degrees already. Yeah, it's going to be another bunch of heat. Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Eesh. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. There we go. All right. So hope everybody's been enjoying the beautiful weather that we've had. And I don't know if you got to see the Parade of Sail. I didn't. I did see it on Channel 5 after the fact. And the tall ships are exquisite. I'm hoping that I could get down there to see some of them. They're not sailing right now. They're in docks. But they are huge. They're so tall, and they're so long, and they're just absolutely beautiful. So I think people that did make the effort to go down there had a wonderful time. And you can still see it if you stream it. You know, Channel 5 had from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening on Saturday. And then apparently many of the ships are going to be around till Wednesday morning. Old Ironsides is going to be leaving tomorrow morning. And the Constitution, maybe also Tuesday or Wednesday morning. So the last time that they were in, I don't know, maybe it was 20 years ago, I went and it was beautiful. It was really fun. So, yeah, you should check. It's all free to go down there. You can go on the ships. And it's quite astounding, actually, the technology. And a lot of these ships are educational floating schools. And so they're training the next level of students. All right, so we're going to start off with some of this new material called Tributaries. It's called the Green Turtle Strut.
Thank you. the storm clouds gather far across the sea. Let us pledge allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home.
שעות שמלאות כולן שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שברוח קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזר חזרה ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה נוגעות לא נוגעות בדימה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה יש ימים שנשארו והם רבים והם שלה ויש שעות שמלאות כולן מריח שלה ורוב הזמן הייתה נשארת וכשלא הייתה בוכה ואם זה כך ואם אחרת
I like
Okay, Chaim David Sarachik and the Good News Bearers. That was a nice flute being played on that, actually. So, L'chai Olamim was the name of that song. If you go to WMFO.org and you click on the schedule, you have two options. One is to see what I've been furiously typing in on the software of what I'm playing. The other option is there's a little tiny icon that lets you actually hear the broadcast, and it's archived for about 2 weeks. So if you can't hear it at the time, or if you want somebody else to hear it, you can, tell them to go to that WMFO website. You can also find out other shows that are here on Tufts Radio, WMFO, that you might enjoy. A lot of the students do some great shows and community members, so we're, a mixture of both. And, of course, a lot of the students have graduated and are gone, but there's some who are still around in the area. And, together we do this thing. I'm having a pretty calm time today. I shouldn't say anything because usually something always goes awry. But at the moment, it's been okay. So let's see. We heard before that the Idan Rechel Project, Rav HaShaot, most of the hours, featuring Ilan Damti. And the CD is called Within My Walls. It's not exactly a klezmer. I don't know why. Maybe that was the only option they had for Jewish music. I don't know if I can get that out of there. And that's on Kumbacha. For that, Shulam, who has an incredibly beautiful voice, God Bless America, is from a CD called The Perfect Dream on Decca Gold Records. And we started off with a New England Jazz Collaborative, a CD called Tributaries. It's a new CD. And Green Turtle Strut, composed by Jeremy Cohn, who's one of the people here. So on this, there's quite a lot of people who are performing on this CD. So let's see, for the one on Green Turtle Strut, it's featuring Eric Hofbauer. And let's see, Eric Hofbauer, what does he... He's additional guitar on the Green Turtle Strut. Let's say that fast three times. The New England Jazz Collaborative is an artist-led nonprofit collective dedicated to commissioning, preserving, and documenting new music by a diverse group of living composers and expanding the audience for jazz and related genres. NEJC's work has been featured in the Boston Globe, Boston Magazine, and on NPR's Morning Edition, WBUR, and has received support from the National Park Service, Eastern Bank, Cambridge Community Foundation, and Mass Cultural Council. There's all kinds of other information about it. Now, the liner notes here are written by Bob Blumenthal. Haven't seen him in a long time. I used to be out much more in the community. So we'll be hearing more from that. That's a beautiful CD. And I think that brings us up to everything that I have shared with you. Now, I'm going to share something from my teacher and Rebbe Shlomo Karlbach. It's from a CD called Shlomo Karlbach at the Village Gate. And so this is on Vanguard Records from 1963. We'll hear that in a minute, but I think before that, I'll read you a little bit from Kol Chevra, which is the book that's put out, the 20th Yahrzeit, the passing of Rav Shlomo Karlbach. And there's something that, let's see, I hope I didn't lose the page now. Looks like I did, oh dear. Now I have to find what I decided I was going to share with you. Oh dear. Well, I could always look in the index. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is, 69. Very good. It works. So, okay. Reb Shlomo and the Essence of Chassidut by Rabbi Chaim Wasserman. If you were asked to define what Chassidut is while standing on the proverbial one foot, a valid, even authoritative answer in three words would be tzaddik, story, and melody. All the rest would be expanded commentary. I should say, if I didn't, that this is the Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, here at WMFO at Tufts University. Those who have studied the nature of Chassidut attribute the spread of Chassidut within the myriad masses of Eastern Europe's common folk to these three factors. In these shared lines, I invite you to briefly explore the effect of these three elements within the Chassidic ethos and how Reb Shlomo employed them in his work. First and foremost, for untold multitudes, Reb Shlomo came to be known as a holy soul, the tzaddik. His professing acts of tzidkut was altogether natural and spontaneous. With him, these were his genuine character traits, never, so to speak, an act. From its inception, Chassidut grew, having the tzaddik as its nuclear center of attention. He was that sort of personality who was able to attract the masses and become the charismatic holy person whose presence illuminated the lives of his newfound adherents. In Reb Shlomo's case, there is no way to accurately estimate the numbers who would rush to join him, to sing along with him, to hasten to come near unto him and have a word or two with him, to learn and to come to live his Torah. Over the decades, there were countless true Hasidim who became suffused with Reb Shlomo's very holiness. For them, he is their tzaddik, the nuclear essence of where they stood in relation to Hashem, to God, his divine Torah, and his beloved chosen people. There is a Hasidic bon mot which defines two types of tzaddikim. One we would call a tzaddik in pelts. This is Yiddishism that characterizes such a tzaddik as wrapping himself in a metaphoric heavy fur coat, a pelt. Such a tzaddik concerns himself in being personally warm and well-protected. As for others who needed the warmth of Torah and Hasidism, well, that's a different story for this self-preserving tzaddik. Then there is that other sort of tzaddik whose concern is not his own welfare and comfort zone, but rather the well-being of others around him who will benefit from the warmth of his righteousness. Clearly, anyone who knew Reb Shlomo could attest to the fact that he was a tzaddik type too. His concern was directed toward everyone and anyone who was in need. The stories of the type of such righteousness which characterized him are legendary. Well known, for example, is the incident where one Shabbat evening on Broadway of his Manhattan neighborhood, he was approached by a potential mugger for some cash, earnestly explaining to the fellow that it was Shabbat and we Jews do not carry any money. Reb Shlomo urged him to come to his shul after Shabbat so that this slovenly fellow would be taken care of. The man turned away from him, probably in disgust, we don't know, and for whatever reason did not appear at the shul after Shabbat. Time passed, and Reb Shlomo saw that same fellow on the street. Approaching him with genuine determination, Reb Shlomo starts with, "Holy brother, I waited for you, and you didn't come." And as he spoke, he then handed the fellow some dollars. If I were to cast the situation I just recounted in classical halachic terms, Shlomo was the gavra, that is, the central personality, who was the cause of a newly born social concept of outreach to the disaffected, the alienated, and the totally unschooled, even the Gentile, in Torah living and Hasidic thought. Arguably, his guitar and his dancing around was his unique style. The chetza, the object by which his message was spread, captivating the attention of these new sorts of masses. But much more, he had a message that he knew would resonate deeply within the souls of society's hippies and the Jewishly distant. Initially, his unique style was shocking to the Orthodox mainstream, but true to the teachings of Rabbi Uri of Strelitz, that a Torah must be complete, not with not a single letter missing, otherwise it loses its sanctity until it is corrected. Similarly, if one Jewish soul is missing from the community, the Holy Shekhinah could never rest upon such a community. Reb Shlomo's life mission was outreach to every Jewish soul and connect them to the holiness of the Shekhinah. This was his modus operandi in teaching what Ahava Yisrael meant, the essence of the Hasidic story. The very media by which the masses were attracted and to which they clung to were the Hasidic stories and parables, and at the same time the accompanying Hasidic melody. The Chosev Lublin, it is told, was once passing the Beit Midrash very late into the evening and noticed that the entire building was brightly lit. He was certain that this Lublin Beit Midrash would be packed with Jews fervently immersed in Torah learning. He drew near, entered, and saw only two simple Jews sitting with each other, recounting passionately a Hasidic parable of sorts. Considering what he witnessed, he then declared that the light which such stories disseminate is as great as the light of any other Torah which is studied. Recall, if you will, Reb Shlomo's Schwarze Wolf, the blind Chazan from Lemberg, or any other of the parables Shlomo would recount for him and for his audience as well. These were not stage acts, so to speak. They were the very essence of what Hasidic tales were supposed to be. Each element had a clear Hasidic message. Every nuance embodied a teaching. All this brings me to recall how Reb Shlomo turned the Jewish world over because of his storytelling, joined together at all times with his songs. Together, these two media of Jewish culture had the dynamic double strength to change the lives of untold myriads of Jewish souls. And for Reb Shlomo, a Karlbach story followed by an original Nigun was nothing less than a double spiritual whammy. Shlomo, as could be expected, modernized features of classical parables in order to fulfill the contemporary needs of his audiences and still bring them to the Hasidic essence. Then, as could be expected, there were countless stories that involved himself, which he told not for self-aggrandizement, but to convey very profound truths. These anecdotes revealed his very essence. We'll continue on after a musical interlude with Shlomo.
Peacefully, Shavit Sedek. Ovo vom Odeko, please open the gates for me. Please open the gates.
Peacefully, Shavit Sedek. Ovo vom Odeko. Peacefully, Shavit Sedek.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let me finish sharing with you this remembrance of Shlomo. This is again from the Kol Chevra 20th Yahrzeit. That was October 2014, the year Hebrew year 5775. And this is written by Rabbi Chaim Wasserman, Reb Shlomo and the Essence of Chassidut. Okay, so he's talking now about Shlomo's musical legacy. Reb Shlomo's music will yet have to be analyzed by qualified musicologists. Simply stated, though, his tunes were not complicated melodies, following the established musical patterns of Hasidic nigunim. They were compositions that could be quickly acquired by the masses who were invariably moved by them to new spiritual heights. But there is one unusual exception to the bulk of the thousands of tunes he composed. In one case, his first rendition of the Mimkomcha was a blend of the Chazanut that he was also capable of, with a small touch of the Hasidic melody, written in his younger years when his vocal range was quite broad. Some 10 days before he died, I was in a dialogue with him for over 2 hours in the home of one of his very close Hasidim, who lived in my town. Assembled were a small group of devotees. Amidst the dialogue, hummed to him the opening two bars of that original Mimkomcho. With a tired look on his face, he nodded no, and instead started to sing his second version, the one that is sung these days on Shabbat throughout the world. Just a short few weeks before I sat to write these shared lines, a so-called cathedral synagogue in Jerusalem. It's great synagogue. They call this type of organization a cathedral synagogue. A dramatic rendition of the original Mimkomcho was sung by Chief Chazan Chaim Adler, a Ger Chassid, and the synagogue choir conducted by Eli Jaffe, the eminent maestro, who arranged the piece in concert fashion. Of course, throughout the shul, people who knew this impressive original version were humming along. On YouTube, I learned of something similar. At a simcha some 2 years ago, another young cantoral legend, Reb Ichel Meir Helfgott, sang that same Mimkomcho along with a Hasidic quintet, the Mizamir, and they did belt it out, with Helfgott giving the composition everything that he had. Here you now see how some 2 decades after Shlomo left us his musical legacy, it's very much alive and appropriate, so much so that 2 world-famous Chazanim find it acceptable to offer an early Kalbach rendition to a sophisticated audience who expect a Shabbat service in the classical tradition of Chazanut or would have wanted to listen to other classical cantorial pieces. Even more, clearly the numbers of so-called Kalbach Minyanim the world over have grown. These are enclaves of daveners who in the main only know Kalbach from CDs. They're having adapted his mode of davening, especially during Kabbalat Shabbat. Singing, dancing, and clapping are the weekly reminder of who Reb Shlomo Kalbach was and how he davened for decades. Zichar Baruch, his memory is undeniably an ever-growing blessing for those whom he left behind. Rabbi Chaim Wasserman met Shlomo for the first time in 1959 at a YU Torah Leadership Seminar in New York State's Catskills. Wasserman was seated at the piano, and Shlomo, with his guitar, was jumping up and down way past midnight in the midst of several hundred teenagers who were first being introduced to a Jewish way of living. A relationship of over 3 decades between 2 of them then ensued. Very beautiful. All right. So, let's see. Almost the top of the hour. Well, WMFO Medford, and we're at Tufts University on the campus here. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. And let's see, we're going to go now to something from The Seal of Solomon. This is Shalmit and Rebbe Soul. Thank you.
ספרו דחיה יכתבן או יכתבן ובספרו דחיה יכתבן היה חידו בחן אשתו גגי אשתו גגי היה חידו בחן אשתו גגי
Nagila, 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 Nag לך נגילה ונשמחה נגילה ונשמחה נגילה ונשמחה נגילה ונשמחה נגילה ונשמחה
So wonderful. That was Atzilut, and Arabic and Hebrew music, world music. It says, this music sends the message, we can work together. Now is the time. Move forward into peace. Yeah, with all the parade of sail, with all the different ships from all over the world coming here to celebrate 250 years of the America, it's pretty exciting. So this was Jack Hessler doing the Hebrew vocals. There were a lot of folks on that. Maurice Shadid on Arabic vocals, and Samuel Heifetz on double reeds, Bruce Kaminsky on bass, and Joseph Kessler on violin. Roger Merijian on oud, Stan Slaughter on flute and trumpet. Percussion, there are all kinds of folks. Jim Babb on dumbek, Joe Rusucho, djembe, Lenny Salmon on tabla, Yosef Tayun on dumbek, and guest artist Henrik Goldschmidt on oboe. ConcertsForPeace.com if you want to know more about that group. That was just wonderful. So, let's see, what else? Before that, we heard Reb Shlomit and Rebbe Sol, Surmanati from the Seal of Solomon. And before that, I was reading from the Kol Chevra. All right, so we're WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. The worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Right. So, yeah, you have to be prepared. That's the thing. Okay, so we're going to go now to Mayor Simcha Rivkin, Expressions of the Soul.
Stave yapitu pyatnitsu zlatnicu. Prapovjaja, prapov, svaju telicu. Treba, treba znati jagulati. Treba, treba znati jak brhati. Oj, hežbon cedek adovati pred pajnom hazajnom. Un mir trinken jaina zoi mai. Un mir zogen alle zusammen lechai. Via tot ich ma. Min hashomai. Ave apitu subotu, u subotu, prapovjaja, prapov, svaju robotu. Treba, treba znati jagulati. Treba, treba znati jak brehati. Oj, hežbon cedek adovati pred pajnom. Хазайном отвечати. А ми п'єм та п'єм та ми гуляєм. Un mir trinken jaina zoi. Und mir sagen alle zusammen lechaim, wie a tot ich ma. Min hashomayim.
Wow, beautiful. That wasn't so beautiful. So let me share a little bit about this. There's an extensive liner notes. The Rebbe's Nigunim, Expressions of the Soul, and the singer is Rivka. Let's see if I can read it off of this. Meir Simcha Rivkin. Okay, so this one is called Stav Yapetu, and the translation is, I started to drink on Friday. I drank away my calf. One must know how to be merry. One must know how to explain. Oh, how to give a just reckoning for the master, the Lord. Oh, to justify oneself. But we drink, and we revel, and we drink wine like water. And we all say together, L'chaim, to life, and you listen to us from heaven. There's a lot more to say about this one, but, you know, since these are actually for Simchas Torah, which will be coming up after the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I think I will save most of it. Most of its words are Ukrainian Russian, with the exception of the Hebrew Cheshbon Tzedek, a just reckoning, followed by two lines in Yiddish with the final line in Hebrew. The Rebbe related that Hasidim heard this song from simple Ukrainian country folk, in the spirit of the Baal Shem Tov, who taught that whatever we see and hear should be used as a lesson in serving God. The Hasidim adapted the secular folk song to express a deep devotional theme, singing it on joyous occasions, including Simchas Torah. So, all right, well, we'll have more from this. It's a wonderful, wonderful CD. And we'll continue with something from Dave Brubeck, which I'll share more about after we hear it.
Thank you. eyes, and there are other arms. You have called on all of us to put them away. The armor of truth is truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day.